Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain.
Our truth. The real truth.
The real truth.
So we lost a week.
And we did.
I want to thank all of our listeners for their support. Not only were people emailing me and posting on Facebook and on our website that they were concerned that there was technical difficulties, but they thought something might have happened to one of us because of the black helicopter since Manny's been
since
on the
Manny's
show.
Manny's been on the show, yeah.
And a few other offhand comments that were made. So here we are, Sandy. We're less than a week and a day from the New Jersey elections.
And we've got Attorney Scott Bach in the House.
Who is also the executive director and president of the Association of Rifle and Pistol Clubs, which is the state NRA.
Yes.
Okay, so Scott is the man with his finger on the pulse of pro-gun in New Jersey. Now, if you heard our last episode with Schmutter and Jensen, Scott is like the like General Patton in World War II.
I like that
Scott is like the Allied commander of Second Amendment rights in New Jersey. And we have all these other attorneys that are working for us, but he's the one, the man, you know, the Wizard of Oz. He's the guy behind the curtain.
Behind the curtain, pulling the
pulling
levers.
All of the strings. Exactly. Like he looks at the big picture, and he looks at the little things that he can spearhead. And I'm proud to say he's a friend of mine, business associate, and amongst other things. And I'll stand toe-to-toe with him and side-by-side with pro-2A fighting in this crappy state that we call home. The only reason why I'm still here is because I love it and I love the people. I just can't stand the politicians and the crappy gun laws. So without further ado,
Scott and I are trying to find a way out of here. We've got our homes up for sale.
Actually, Scott is buying an Airstream camper, and he's going to go to Zuccotti Park with the Occupy Wall Street crowd. I want to see how that goes.
That's
over.
It's going to be Occupy Trenton.
It's going to be Occupy Trenton. I like that idea.
It should be Occupy Congress, by the way.
Yes,
and not
really
Wall
should
Street,
be.
But yeah. That's just my opinion. So, Scott, a couple of things. You have a couple of lawsuit updates to give us, and then again, November 8th elections. We want to talk about that. So, Sandy, anything you want to ask? Because I'm going to grab a quick nap while Scott's talking, because I've heard it all already.
Well, we heard about that right to carry lawsuit. You have any update on that?
Sure. Actually, it was a huge week this week for our work in the courts to advance the Second Amendment. We actually had two cases have oral argument this week. And as you said, one of them is our right to carry case. The others are our challenge to New Jersey's one gun a month law. Mm. Just to remind you and your listeners on right to carry, the ANJRPC and Second Amendment Foundation are challenging the justifiable need standard that you have to meet in order to get a carry permit in New Jersey, because the way it's applied, it's virtually impossible to get. We've talked about this before, but the bottom line is by the time you qualify, it's too late.
You're already dead.
You basically have to show that your life is in imminent jeopardy. And, you know, months down the road, if some judge sitting back decides, oh, yeah, well, this person's life's, you know, really in jeopardy, it may be too late by that point. So
the treatment worked and the patient died.
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. And so we started this lawsuit earlier in the year basically to challenge that standard, the constitutionality of that standard. We believe in the post-Heller, McDonald, those two U.S. Supreme Court cases. In that era, there is no longer a place for that kind of a standard, because essentially what you have is you have an arbitrary standard and you have judges and administrators who are basically saying, well, we're going to determine if you have a need to exercise your constitutional right.
Now, Scott, you went before Judge Wall in Essex County in Newark, correct?
Yes, and that's what happened on Thursday, October 27th. And
now, do we have any pro-gun judges in New Jersey?
There are a few. There are a few. Judge Walls is not one of them, unfortunately. And getting to that, what happened on Thursday the 27th was, we basically started our case. the New Jersey State Attorney General, who took the position that the Second Amendment doesn't apply outside the home.
Ah, yes.
And that it's the government's job to protect the public from law-abiding citizens.
Was Her Highness Paula Dow there?
No, she was not, but her representative there was there, okay. an assistant attorney general. And so,
what does that say, Scott? Does that give us an indication of how the governor actually feels about this sort of a thing? Anthony and I were talking off air, and I said, well, if Paula Dow shows up, it kind of says the governor's pretty serious about this. But if an underling shows up, maybe he's not as serious about this. Would that be a true statement or not?
Well, not by who showed up, but by what was said. I mean, it's the position of the state of New Jersey, Governor Christie presiding, okay, through his attorney general, that the Second Amendment does not apply outside the home.
So they had to discuss this with the governor before someone showed up for court, no?
Not necessarily. I'm not sure this is necessarily on the governor's radar screen.
But why shouldn't it be? I mean, it's a big thing. If I was the governor, I would want to meet with my AG and know what our stand is going to be, or I'd want to tell my AG what my stand is.
Well, let's put it this way. No one that I'm aware of inside the government is jumping up and down and pounding the table, all upset about the position the attorney general's taken.
Yeah,
I can tell you the gun issue is something that the governor appears to have wanted to avoid. Okay, he's engaged publicly once, and that was on the Brian Aitken matter last year.
But I mean, that's tough shit. You're the governor. There's issues you can't avoid. That's the fact of life.
Well, it's a political hotbed, right?
Correct. As a governor, you're going to have to address these issues.
Well, I'm not going to attribute what the attorney general has said to the governor.
Understood.
But others certainly could, because the attorney general is articulating the position of the state, and one would presume that if the governor had a problem with that, he would have discussed that with the attorney general. You can make reasonable inferences from the facts. I'm not drawing those. There are others doing that. We maintain dialogue with the governor, and it's important that we continue to do that. But we're obviously very disappointed with what the attorney general's done, and it's not the only thing she's done. The attorney general's came right out of the box right after she was appointed and has been attacking gun rights. It slowed down a little bit, but bottom line, what happened on the 27th was, okay, we started our case. The government put in their papers and are saying the case should be dismissed, should be thrown out of court. And what happened is this was the time when we get to go before the judge that's going to hear these arguments and have what's known as oral argument. That's where the attorneys from both sides get up and have their say, and the court has a chance to nitpick both parties and, ask the attorneys questions that may have occurred.
Was David Jensen?
Well, on our side was David Jensen.
Okay.
On the state attorney general side was a fellow named Spellmeyer.
I have to look him up. Go ahead. No. Did I say that out loud?
No, yes.
And,
sorry. Inside thought.
And we were in federal U.S. District Court in Newark before Judge Walls, a Clinton appointee, which I want to get to in a minute, just the whole notion of what's happened to the judiciary and what hasn't happened to it. And I have to say, look, I've been a lawyer for 25 years. I've done some oral arguments myself early in my career, and I've seen a lot of oral arguments. This judge came in with a buzzsaw attacking the Second Amendment. He came in, I would guess, with his decision pre-written or in draft, and he was out to try to get concessions from our side that he could use against us in his opinion. That's just my speculation, my inference. Just the facts of what occurred is the judge didn't let our lawyer get in. He couldn't finish a sentence, okay? Not because he wasn't prepared. He was very well prepared, but because this judge just came in and interrupted him and had his own agenda and, tried to paint us as looking as like we're extremists.
So Judge Walls bullied David Jensen.
He bullied beyond bullied. It was, Jensen showed up ready to have a very good intellectual discussion. The judge showed up with a chainsaw and just tried to force our attorney and to make our position to force it into a peg, a peg hole that... Wow.
When we come back from the break, I want to finish this.
Typical New Jersey, huh?
Yeah, of course. All bullies.
Right. Yeah. We'll be right back.
One, two, ready, go!
This portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer. And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners.
So, Sandy, Scott Bach is telling us that Judge Walz was bullying our attorney David Jensen. I saw a YouTube video a few weeks ago that was made by Lautenberg and Menendez and
against
stuff about
bullying.
Maybe Judge Walz should watch the video.
Yes, maybe we need to have him get, what is that?
Sensitivity training.
So, Scott, you're sitting there watching this. So David Jensen, in his intellectual passion, is trying to have a robust debate with the judge, and the judge is just bullying him.
Total steamroll. And here's what happens. Jensen gets up and says, you know, Your Honor, I'm here today, and the judge is like, Counselor, tell me where it says in the Heller case that the right to carry exists outside the home. Okay.
What part of keep and bear arms is unclear?
Well, a lot became clear in the course of this argument, okay? And you're going to be pretty upset when you hear what this judge had to say.
You're talking to the most angry guy in New Jersey when it comes to guns, Scott. Yeah. What are you going to do to upset anymore?
It was summed up in the media review of our show, 2 pissed off guys talking
exactly.
about guns.
Exactly.
Now, look, I mean, here's the bottom line with Heller, okay? The Heller case involved a guy who... the holding of Heller is that the right to own a handgun inside the home is constitutionally protected, but it's rooted in the right of self-defense, okay? So that particular case had very narrow facts. Now, what anti-gun judges have been doing around the country as these challenges come up is they're saying, well, because the guy in Heller and the holding was limited to inside the home, you can't extend that to outside the home. And so this judge, now, by the way, there's plenty of reason you can, because if you have the right of self-defense inside your home, what changes when you walk out your front door? Nothing, okay? But if they want to be, frankly, a hard ass about it, their attitude is, well, unless you can show me language, and this is what the judge said, unless you can show me language in the Heller case that says the right to carry a handgun outside the home is constitutionally protected, it's not constitutionally protected, okay? And now there's plenty in Heller when you add up 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, when you put these pieces together, it's pretty clear where the court, you know, what the U.S. Supreme Court was saying. This judge just took a very hard line and said, well, why should I, if it's not in there, why should I, you're asking me to do something novel. You're asking me to do something new. And all the other courts that have taken this up have reached the opposite conclusion. So, you know, show me language anywhere, knowing of course it doesn't exist. Okay. Now, by the way, if that first judge that this judge is relying on made a mistake or just had a bias, the whole house of cards is going to be based on that. The other thing this judge said in the course of argument, it became pretty clear that he has a view and a theory of the Second Amendment that the Second Amendment is somehow an inferior right to all the other rights in the Bill of Rights. And here's why.
Man.
He said, because the right you're advocating for is a right to kill other people. Okay?
He really said that?
Yes. He said, because the exercise of this right could result in the death of other human beings. Okay?
Other beings that deserve it.
Well, what it really is, it could result in the life and protection. Okay, I mean, that's the reality
Correct.
Of the situation.
Correct.
But this judge said that because this right is essentially a right that could result in the death of other human beings, I'm not going to do anything different than the other courts have done.
And this is a judge who has access to armed security paid for by us taxpayers.
Absolutely. I mean, his armed court officer is right there. We all had to walk through magnetometers to get in the courthouse, take off our belts and shoes.
So it's easy for him to say that.
Oh, of course. Well, that's how, the elite work. They make laws and they don't have to follow them, but everybody else has to follow them. So it's only good if it's good to be the king.
And the other thing is he didn't let Jensen get in a word edgewise. So when Jensen tried to say, but if you add up A and B and C and D, like I was just saying, he's like, no, show me where it says you can do this.
But is this good, Scott, now that he's already turned over his cards? He's already said, this is the argument I'm going to take. So now we can go. What happens after oral arguments?
Well, bluntly, we expected something like this. Okay, our goal is to get this case before the U.S. Supreme Court. Okay, that is our goal because we were trying to advance Heller and McDonald. There was a slim possibility if we got an intellectually honest judge, we would actually win
in New Jersey.
There are a few, like Anthony was asking before. There are a few. And it would have been nice if the state had to bring the appeal. So what we expect is within a period of weeks or months, we're going to get a written opinion and decision from the judge. It's pretty clear. And I should say the attorney for the other side got up and he was representing the attorney general, representing the state of New Jersey. And he basically was up there for a minute and a half. The judge was like shaking his head, nodding in agreement, and the guy was smart enough to sit down and not screw himself up. So,
because he had the judge on his side.
It's pretty clear, at the lower court level, it's not going to go our way. We expected this. We have two levels of appeals coming. It will wind up in the U.S. Supreme Court. So,
yeah, we have to hope the U.S. Supreme Court stays 5-4.
That's why we've got to get it up there quickly, okay? Because as we've talked about before, the next president of the United States will likely replace one of those five.
I think two.
At least one.
Yep.
Back in two.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, The Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area. With over 300 handguns in stock, you'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio. We'll be right back.
So, Scott, what's going on with One Gun a Month?
Okay, well, One Gun a Month, and again, that's a New Jersey's law that basically...
Gun rationing.
There you go. Gun rationing on top of the insane months-long permitting system, okay? It's the...
Not only can't you get them, but you got to wait and only get one.
There you go.
Someone, when our show didn't come out last week, someone questioned in an email if we're only allowed one show a month in New Jersey now.
Yeah, so. Don't give many ideas. You better edit that out, guys.
Yeah, we better. Yeah,
yeah, the legislature never heard of...
So what's going on with you and Schmutter?
Why not?
Basically, it was a huge week, okay? You know, on Thursday, the 27th, we had the right to carry argument, but on Monday, the 24th, we had oral argument, same issue and same posture in our One Gun a Month case where we're challenging New Jersey's new One Gun a Month law. Basically, what's going on is there's a number of municipalities that are rationing permits. Not
Great.
Firearms, but they're confused. And one of the side issues in the case, there are several side issues that came up. The main issue is going to be appealed within the next few months, but there were a number of side issues where, you know, we have municipalities, including the latest one, Hackensack, that just has been before the court before, has promised that they're not going to ration permits, and then we had somebody go into Hackensack and there was a sign up, you know, months after they told the court we're going to fix it, saying only one per month. And one permit per month.
One permit. So they want the $18 every time you go in,
well,
and then you have to wait for 30 days.
Well, I don't think it's money. I don't think it's ignorance. Given that they were before the court 6 months ago saying we'll take care of it, I think it's just lack of communication or they just disparage.
Now, was this case before Judge Off the Walls also? Or no,
this is before a different judge, also a Clinton appointee.
Oh.
Okay,
wow.
And I want to talk to you guys about that. Well, I mean, look, bottom line is when Bill Clinton was in office, he basically wiped out the entire justice system that existed before him under, you know, the early...
He was getting it ready for Hillary.
Bush the father. You know, I see this all the time. He basically fired everybody, replaced as many judges and prosecutors as he could. He basically stacked the entire justice system with his guys that took his philosophy. And nobody yelled and screamed. People said, he won the presidency. You know, nobody screamed. Then George W. Bush got into office. And he didn't do the same thing, okay? He tried to replace like five judges.
Well, he golfed a lot.
And the Democrats screamed bloody murder when he tried to replace five judges. So what we see throughout the country is there's a lot of Clinton appointees out there still doing his bidding. It's unfortunate that under W we didn't do the same thing and take back control of the justice system like we should have. It's something we're living with. Bottom line on One Gun a Month is... we're at oral argument. We're going to get a decision on these peripheral issues, and then you're going to see an appeal on that. So we're going to have appeals on right to carry and One Gun a Month happening at the same time. I would say our attorney, Dan Schmutter, in the One Gun a Month case did a superb job in oral argument. The judge threw a lot at him. He was more courteous than Judge Walls was to David Jensen. So that's what's going on litigation-wise. And I should also drop a little hint here. We have more in the works, and the next one's going to be huge for Jersey.
And we want to talk about that. We want to talk about the upcoming election also.
And we'll do just that right after we pay some bills.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
You know, guys, you'd have to have your head in the clouds not to realize that it's bad out there and getting worse. In fact, recent FBI statistics say that in the short time it took to learn about lipstick bodyguard, another 8 violent crimes were committed in the United States. You and I both know that we can't always be there to protect them. And statistics show that this isn't something that she's going to buy for herself. It's something you're going to have to do for her. Don't leave her fate to chance. Make sure she's protected, even when you're not there. So while it's fresh in your mind, before you forget about it, go directly to the gunforhireradio.com homepage and follow the link to greater peace of mind for her and for you. Lipstick bodyguard, like carrying a personal bodyguard in your purse or pocket. And it makes a great stocking stuffer, too. And with that, we're back.
November 8th is 8 days from today, ladies and gentlemen, assuming you're listening to the first day. By the way, we are approaching 80,000 listeners, Sandy. Current downloads.
Seriously, people in the state, you need to get a life.
You're going to get shit for that. We get shit for that statement.
We do get shit for that.
For you saying that.
Every single week, we get shit for that. Because I say you're wasting your time. But you're wasting your time. This is ridiculous. You know how good an hour is? And you waste it with two clowns like us.
On iTunes, which is easy to judge, we haven't dropped below number 3 nationally since our show started 22 weeks ago.
We dropped, even last week when we didn't have a show.
We were number one.
We were still right.
Scott stopped by the office Thursday. I showed Scott we were number one still.
Number one on an old episode.
On an old episode. We're number 3 this morning.
Seriously. Obviously, you guys are on fire, and it's a good thing to see, because if it can happen here, it means there's hope
in New
Jersey.
It can happen anywhere.
Well, it means our politicians need to wake up and see what's going on.
Yeah.
And actually, I mean, all kidding aside, what you guys are doing, from my perspective, is fantastic, and there's some magic happening right now with it, and I predict it's going to get a lot bigger really quickly.
You know, we have politicians on both sides of the aisle that refuse to come on our show and refuse to acknowledge us. And guess what?
Because they're scared.
Yes, they're scared, all right. It's going to change when they see what a force we are to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
And it's going to change, and then they're going to be kissing our asses to come on the show. And we'll select who's going to come on and genuflect before us and kiss our rings before they come on the show. Okay? It'll be easier to visit the Pope than come on Gun for Hire Radio.
Hey, this is Jersey. They'll probably take us out before they come in, genuflect before us.
That's debatable. There's no such thing as the mafia, remember?
No, that's true.
You can have them make different size contributions to the NRA and pro-gun organizations as a condition of coming
in here.
Yeah.
Whatever level of membership is that will allow them
How
in.
Long you want to be on the show, Senator? How big is your bank balance?
They're
familiar with that, though, aren't they?
Very,
unfortunately, yes.
Very familiar with that. So, Scott, give us a rundown of hot spots of who we should be supporting and who should we be slinging mud at. And we're going to get, some guys out there like the new Black Panther Party with clubs and axe handles and stuff. And we're going to go to the polling stations. I went to the cemetery yesterday, and I got about 300 names that are going to be voting for me in District 27,
good.
Well, I got it from the Acorn Guideline book. So
that's very good.
Yeah,
yes,
so
it helps.
I'm doing that. Also, I'm going to the Morris County Hospital, and all the patients, I'm getting their names, and I'm voting pro-gun for them that day also.
And so I'm going to the Monmouth County Jail and signing some
Why
people.
Not?
So why not?
We could bring a portable voting booth there.
We could.
And have
we
the
could.
Inmates. We give them all lollipops and have them vote. And we'll shave an hour off their sentence.
Felony, schmelony.
Yeah,
what's the
what
big
the hell?
Deal? You're still a citizen, right?
Exactly. And they have, actually, did I tell
legal
you?
Legal, illegal, what? You're
did
here.
I tell you the prison on Doremus Ave, they had a hunger strike because they wanted Fios, and they got rid of... Yes.
Are you serious?
And we had a guard here who took our Sora class at Gun for Hire headquarters, and he said they got rid of Optimum Online and they have 155 channel Fios in prison now. I have basic cable at home.
Me too.
Okay. I have basic cable. You know what, Sandy? Wonderful. I think before Scott talks about the election, I'm going to make an announcement here. I'm going to go on a reverse hunger strike until the gun laws change in New Jersey. What do you think?
I like that.
Okay, I'm going to continue eating until we get full right to carry and we overturn Gun a Month in New Jersey. I hope all our politicians hear that.
Well, I predict you're going to get very skinny in 2013 or 2014.
Scott, I hope you're right, because I beat anorexia once. I was 100. Listen, I was 150 pounds on my deathbed. Look at me now.
That's right.
All
right? You're my hero.
And by the way, Gary Allison, thank you so much for your concern. Gary thought I was sick or something because there was no show 20. So, Gary, thank you for standing strong with Gunfire Radio. I guess we should get back.
Let's tell them the truth. They thought we were offed.
They thought we were killed. Actually, you know, I was in that concrete tube with Gaddafi in Libya. I was trying to get his gold gun. And it didn't work out too well for him, but I got back home. So, we're kidding around, but Scott's time is valuable. He should be out there fighting the pro-gun rights for us.
And we've taken up the entire show.
I know.
That's all right. A little humor will recharge my batteries.
So, Scott, tell us what we should be doing. It's November 8th, ladies and gentlemen. Please, you know what? If all of our listeners grab their spouse or anyone else in their house or family members that were over 18 and registered to vote, if those people would get together and go vote, we could turn this around. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, on the Gun for Hire Radio website, under resources, legislative resources, is the ANJRPC report card. There's the NRA Political Victory Fund link on the front page of the Gun for Hire Radio website. Look at it. Find your district. See who you have to vote for. Scott said it in a previous show, and I'll reiterate it. If there's an F running against a question mark, vote for the question mark. Rather go for the unknown than the person that's proven to be anti-gun. So without further ado, Scott, please enlighten us. It's 8 days away, people. I want to be reporting 2 shows from now that we have victories in 80 or 90% of the polling places. Please.
Well, Anthony, that's really well said, and I want to amplify something you just said, and that is to get out and get everyone you know out to the polls. It's an off-year election, which means the turnout is going to be low. And in a low turnout year, gun owners can make the difference if we all get to the polls, okay? There are a number of close races, several where we really can make a difference, right? One of the most competitive races in the state is down in the 2nd District, way down in South Jersey. That's District 2, and that is Vince Palestina, the Republican, against the incumbent Democrat Jim Whalen. Whalen's rated an F. He voted in favor of one gun a month.
Got to go. He's got to go.
And his challenger is rated A-, and that is a really close race, and gun owners can make the difference. You must get out and bring your friends and family with you and vote. You know, vote freedom first, as NRA says. Vote for your freedom first. Obviously, we've talked about the District 4 race with Flippin' Fred Madden, who brought us one gun a month by his middle-of-the-night betrayal back in 2009. One of the other reasons, as we've talked about before, why it's so important you get everyone out and get everyone you know out is because of the redistricting opportunity that got blown this year.
Thank you, Christy.
Well, whatever. It is what it is. And a lot of the districts like Madden's have been greatly strengthened. But they're unproven.
Is his district like a methadone clinic and a probation office? Is that his district?
Scott needed to leave the room for a second.
Sorry.
I'm not going to answer that question, but I will say that the experts who've analyzed the district have said that they took great pains. They know he's in our sights, figuratively speaking, and they've taken great pains to strengthen him.
Wouldn't it be great to get him out? Even though it looks like it's going to be a struggle and it might not go our way, it would really be great to get Fred mad now, because we could ride the wave with that till for another year or so.
That's right.
So who else, Scott? Who else?
Well, okay. Now, we've got some folks who need our help. These are our friends, okay? One of the unexpected races is up in the 24th District. That is a solid pro-gun district and has been for many years. That's the 24th District. We've got Senator Steve Oroho and Assemblywoman Allison McHose and Assemblyman Gary Chisano.
There's a couple of strange wild cards thrown in there, though, huh?
That's exactly right. There's a couple of, supposedly, a couple of Tea Partiers who are running as independents, and that could split the vote and let the unproven Democrats who are challenging win. And so,
were they the two guys campaigning in the Che Rivera shirts?
I don't think so. Very funny.
I must have probably had them confused.
They claim to be Tea Partiers. The folks I know say they are Tea Partiers. I have to wonder what their agenda is in being in that race. That's a district where there's not much broke, and it doesn't need to be fixed. And if anything, they could screw it up badly for us. There's this whole block of friends we have in the 23rd through 26th district, okay? In the 23rd, you've got Mike Dougherty, Senator Mike Dougherty.
Oh, yeah. Good
okay.
guy.
And two incumbent Assemblymen, Eric Peterson and John DeMeo. In the 25th, my former district before redistricting, you've got Senator Tony Bucco. You've got his son, Assemblyman Anthony Bucco Jr.
Tell us about the 27th. That's my district.
We have to do that when we come back from the break. Sorry.
The Can-Am Roadster is like nothing else on the road. This stunningly styled vehicle has a unique three-wheel stance, two wheels in front and one in back, that delivers a combination of freedom and peace of mind that you've just got to experience to believe. And now you can. Test ride the latest Spyder RS or Spyder RT at Motorcycle Mall, 165 Washington Avenue, Belleville, this coming Saturday. After you ride, you'll receive a voucher for $500 in riding gear and accessories when you purchase a Roadster. So stop by Motorcycle Mall this coming Saturday to experience the Can-Am Roadster. It's riding reinvented. Find out more at MotorcycleMall.com.
Listening to Gun for Hire Radio.
So I'm in. We're up to District 27.
District 27.
And I was going to bring all the neighborhood dogs to vote with me.
Where you are?
Yeah, all the owners
said
really I could bring.
That's a good idea.
Isn't that a great idea?
That's a very good
Winston
idea.
Winston Calandro is voting with me. Penny LaStella next door is voting with me. Molly, Vinny's dog, is voting with me. Tom's dog from
like
Vista Parking. They're all voting
That's
with
very,
me.
That's very, very good.
So tell me about 27, Scott. That's my district.
All right. 27, on the Senate side, you've got the incumbent, former Senate President Richard Cody, and a Republican challenger. By the way, Cody is rated F for many reasons. Most recently, his strong advocacy and leadership in passing One Gun a Month.
For a guy that nobody even knew he was governor.
Correct. Yeah, exactly.
I don't even think he knew he was governor.
He had his 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
And he used it to hurt gun owners. His challenger is a Republican named Bill Ames, who, although I'm told he's pretty conservative all the way around, declined to fill out a survey on guns. So he's been given a question mark. But as we've discussed before, question mark versus F, I'll go for the question mark
time. So me and the neighborhood dogs and everyone from the cemetery and the local Morris County Hospital, we're all voting for Bill Ames. Then.
Right, nice. That's exactly right.
Who's next, Scott?
Well, in the 25th, which I didn't finish before, there's another assemblyman running, and that is Michael Patrick Carroll. 25th is all A-rated. I was very fortunate to live in that district when I did. Now I live in the 26th, which is also good. We've got incumbent A-rated Joe Panaccio, Senator Joe Panaccio, and and you've also got the Assembly Minority Leader, Alex DeCroce, and the former Republican Chair, Jay Weber, all A-rated and endorsed, that are running. They need our support. We've got to make sure we make a showing for them. And I'll tell you what, it's going to be a big election. There's also a huge fight going on in the 38th District on the Assembly side.
Where is that 38th District? Is that Bergen County or something? Or?
Yeah, it's...
It's in North Jersey.
Yeah, it's definitely in North Jersey. On the Assembly side, and that's where there supposedly could be gains. Unfortunately, what we're looking at in this district, we're looking at two Republicans with question marks, a Democrat with an F, and a Democrat who's a question mark. So you know, it's not as clear cut as we were talking about. However, that's a competitive race, and I would submit that based on my interaction.
He's talking lawyer stuff.
Sorry.
He would submit.
Okay, let me talk English.
Yes.
All right. We have a great relationship with the Republicans that has burgeoned over that has come about over the last couple of years.
You can say burgeoned.
Yeah, well, you know,
there are some of us here literate.
I'm going to go back to my New York roots.
The New York roots.
I'm just going to say that we have developed gun owners for the first time ever in this state have built relationships, actually with pro-gunners on both sides of the aisle, but it just so happens there's way more of them on the Republican side, and I believe it's important that we support the party generally because the party's made a turnaround, at least on the Senate side. Some people may object to that because there are some rhinos still in the state, but I just want to remind folks on the one gun a month issue, for the first time in New Jersey history, the entire Senate Republican caucus did not deliver one yes vote on one gun a month, and that was a tall order. So that's, I think, a signal for, you know, what's going on.
So we really need to show them our support, and we need to have, us gun owners need to have the same solidarity as the Republicans have shown us. Now, Scott, I will say a lot of the reason
and again,
why
that's
we have...
that's North Jersey Republicans,
correct,
too, because if you take a line and you cut it, the state right in, right across, right around where I live, which is around Central Jersey, everybody south of that, you'll have so many pro-gun Democrats.
Sure.
So we,
like Van Drew, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Van Drew. So there's a lot of people we have to really take a look at what their voting records are versus what the letter after their name.
Right. We are, I mean, NRA and ANJRPC are nonpartisan. We will support anyone who supports the Second Amendment and proves it. And
I'm nonpartisan too. I hate everybody.
That's true. Yes, you're a nonpartisan hater.
So there are a few pro-gun Democrats. In the first district, you've got Senator Jeff Van Drew, A-rated and endorsed. In the same district, you've got Assemblyman Nelson Albano, an incumbent, A-rated and endorsed, and his running mate, Matthew Millam, M-I-L-A-M, also A-rated and endorsed. So, yes, it definitely exists, and we are party blind. It's just when a party collectively supports us, we're going to do our best to support them. So, you know, that's what's coming.
Who else, Scott? Is there any other hot spots?
Well, those are the hot spots. The second district, that's the Whalen race, and the 38th district assembly race. Those are the hot spots. They are competitive races. Gun owners can make a difference and should make a difference. Your message was right on point, Anthony. It's just we've got to get out, and it's not good enough for just you to get out. You've got to bring your friends, your family, everyone you can think of. Get to the polls, amplify our voice, make the difference where we can. And, I mean, honestly, you know, for the next several years, we're going to have to live with the way this legislature is made up. Let me remind everybody, if we're successful in our right to carry case at the U.S. Supreme Court, this legislature may be the one that has to rewrite New Jersey's carry law.
Yes.
So if you care—
You think Chicago looks bad.
Yeah, you care about right to carry, you get your— you know what, out to the polls and do your part on November 8th.
And everybody else, because this is an opportunity to really have our vote count exponentially legally, you know, like
that's
in Chicago.
Right.
Also, the Senate caucuses, the Republicans and Democrats, after the election, they could be sitting in separate rooms licking their wounds going, holy shit, the gun owners are
gun owners have woken up,
fire.
Finally. Yes.
Right, and
you know,
or they could be saying, oh, look, I stuck it to them and they didn't do
anything. Right, and they didn't do anything bad.
Okay, that's what we're looking at.
Traditional
and
in New Jersey.
That is traditional, and they have learned, you know, through reinforcement principles of basic conditioning, they can do whatever they want and still get reelected. And it's just an unfortunate reality of this state that has so, you know, we're in the shadows, like we've talked about before, of Philadelphia, New York City. Our most conservative population is liberal compared to some other states.
Correct.
That's the environment in which we live, and there's a lot of us here, but we're massively outnumbered. If there's a million of us, there's 8 million of them.
Of gunophobes, you know.
But they don't all get out and vote. If every single one of our numbers got out, we would win every election in this state, and that is something I got to say as a gun rights activist for more than almost a dozen years now. That's the biggest frustration, knowing that even in this environment, we have the numbers. If our guys would just get out, okay, we could win every election in the state.
1 million gun owners in New Jersey. How many people in New Jersey are libertarians? How many people are pro-Second Amendment?
Yes,
that aren't
this is
gun
not
owners?
A gun issue.
Correct.
This is a freedom rights issue.
That
it's
is
a
right.
civil rights issue.
That is right.
You know, and that's where we really got to get across to everybody. Whether you're a gun owner or not, this is a civil rights issue. It is the right to defend your life and your family's life that we're talking about.
Yeah, and if you care about what you heard about earlier about Judge Walls, you care about what you heard about his opinion and how he came in with his chainsaw to cut the legs off of our attorney and to... you know, you've got to get out, okay? This state is backwards, and it's going to have to be dragged kicking and screaming into recognizing freedom and the Second Amendment. So do your part on November 8th.
I would love November 9th to be saying, ha-ha, we gotcha.
Yeah,
we
to rub it in their face. We showed you. We finally woke up and said something. We're mad as hell, and we're not going to take this crap anymore.
We're approaching 80,000-plus listeners. If our listeners, Scott, would all vote and get one other person to vote.
Or two other.
Or two,
that's right.
We're looking at 250,000 people voting alone.
Right.
Okay?
There isn't a district we couldn't win if everybody did that.
Wow. Exactly. If every single one of you just... Each one, reach one, bring them to the polls, get them to vote the way we need to vote.
You know, the people working the polls in my district are about 110 years old. I probably could put a costume on my dog and have him walk in and vote. So I think...
Yeah, then maybe we could change the state neuroses from hoplophobia to something else, right?
I would love that. I'd love to get rid of the whole closet gun owner thing. Sandy, are we done with Scott after the segment or no?
We're never done with Scott.
Are we done with him today?
Yes, actually.
We are?
Yeah. We have to bid Scott adieu.
Scott, I can't thank you enough for everything you do for the state of New Jersey and us gun owners, and I hope that we make you proud and ourselves proud on November 8th, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Please, guys, you got to get out and vote.
I'm ready. I got my ballots in the mail yesterday. Me, my dog, my wife, the goldfish, we all got a ballot.
Bring your dog. Yes, he can vote too. Anthony and I will be back in a minute. Don't say I didn't warn you. For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. And because we did some bone cracking of our own, for a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. But this offer is only good for our Gun for Hire Radio family, so you gotta mention Gun for Hire Radio when you're ordering to get this special price. And this special introductory offer is good only while supplies last. So you snooze and you lose. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1. If the lines are busy, please keep trying. You don't want to miss out on this offer. You can find out more at nragguncare.com. We also want to welcome a very good friend of Gun for Hire Radio, Mr. Ron Sousa of Freedom Energy. Freedom Energy is a leader in commercial solar energy. Ron says not only does solar make good economical and environmental sense, since a special government rebate now lets you pay for your initial investment in less than 5 years, which means you not only can get off the grid and make your own free energy, but you can actually put cash in your pocket at the same time. Self-sustaining solar also makes patriotic sense. Since our nation's enemies are also our energy masters, every time you flip on a switch, Ron says you're buying an IED or AK for a jihadi terrorist. If you own a commercial building, you could be tightening the noose around the necks of our enemies while at the same time enjoying the benefit of free electric. Doesn't get any better than that. But you really gotta act fast. The government rebate giveaway ends forever on midnight, December 31st. And even if you don't have cash in the bank, Ron has financing available. He's even got a group of investors who will foot the entire bill, then pay you cash to rent your roof and give you access to electric at half of what you're paying now. Plus, if the power goes down for any reason, you'll still be up and running. It's a no-brainer, but you gotta act quickly because time's running out. And when this free government money program ends, it ends for good.
Building owners, call Ron Sousa directly today at 973-265-2900 and ask him about the special deal exclusively for Gun for Hire listeners. And another special welcome goes out to an amazing tattoo artist, Mr. Paul Nolan, owner of Physical Graffiti in Linden, New Jersey. Paul's the guy that other tattoo artists come to learn from, and he's also Anthony's personal tattoo artist. Physical Graffiti is New Jersey's highest-rated tattoo and body piercing studio. They've got the largest selection of tattoo designs and body jewelry anywhere. They carry it all, from pure 316 LVM surgical implant-grade stainless steel to 14-karat white and yellow gold. And if you're really looking for something to make a statement, they've even got platinum and diamonds. Paul's tattoos are amazing, unlike anything you could ever imagine. And his artists are handpicked by him and are proficient in all styles, from traditional to new school, Japanese, tribal, and even portraits. There's nothing they don't do. Looking for something totally different? Paul says their black and gray tattoos really kick ass. And if blow your mind color is your thing, Paul's trademark technique guarantees to lay in color so solid and vibrant it'll make your eyes bleed. Physical Graffiti is no newcomer. It's been, as Paul puts it, kicking ass for damn near 20 years. Check them out on the web at physicalgraffiti.net or just swing by in person. They're located at 275 West St. George's Avenue in Linden, New Jersey. Call them today for directions at 908-925-5288. Physical Graffiti, when you want to treat yourself to the very best.
And you're back listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners.
So having dual polarity, we had Scott Bach from New Jersey, who's fighting for our gun rights. And now we have Jose Morales on. Jose is the one who takes care of the Gun for Hire Radio website, amongst many, many other things he does in the background. Jose, by the way, lives in a free state.
Yes, he does, across the river in Philadelphia.
Jose is an NRA instructor. He owns a Philadelphia firearms training, and a good friend of mine. He came and became an instructor through me because I'm an NRA master training counselor. And Jose, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much, Anthony. So a pleasure being here.
See, there really is a Jose who took my Chicharrones Morales.
That's right. And nobody ate the Chicharrones today.
So, Jose, how does it feel to live in a free state and be able to carry a gun 24/7?
Empowering. It really feels empowering. I actually am scared when I come down to Jersey, and I love visiting you guys.
You should
but
be.
But I'm literally scared every time I have to come down here.
Isn't Why? It? Camden, New Jersey frightens you. The murder capital of the world. Oh,
you know,
silly you.
Listening to Scott, the first time Scott came on, he really depressed me. He energized me a little bit, Sandy, from the NRA dinner. And now listening to him today, it is so important, this November 8th election.
Yes,
you know?
It
and
really is.
By the way, Jose, we interrupted Jose. He was eating a couple pieces of grandma pie,
nice.
And he had to stop eating to come on the show. So he's dying right now.
The poor guy.
He's dying right now. I see the pizza sitting there getting cold.
It's getting
Sorry,
cold.
Jose.
It's okay. Tough. How do you like cold pizza, Jose?
But, you know, our elections are so important because we want to be like Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has a castle doctrine now, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. HB 40.
Yep. We have running cower in New Jersey.
Yes, we have the running cower law.
The running cower.
It's mandatory.
And explain to me in English, what is your castle doctrine?
Well, I do have it on my website. I've started reading through it. I haven't gotten a chance to dissect it completely, so I haven't officially introduced it into
Someone
any of my
Someone breaks
classes.
Into your house, can you shoot them?
Well, yes, you can. You don't have to retreat.
That's enough for me.
And surprisingly enough, it doesn't read like stereo instructions. You can actually download it and read it and absorb it.
Do you notice people carrying concealed when you go to public places? You know, you're watchful for that or no?
Oh, yeah, I'm always watchful.
But do you see a lot of people carrying or no?
No, I don't see very many people carrying
at all. Very small minority carries.
Very small minority. It's always the same. Very
yes.
small minority. And what percentage is it?
Actually, it's 4%.
Wow.
In states like Florida and Texas, 4% of the eligible populace apply, and less than 2% actually carry on a daily basis.
Wow.
That's people from 21 to like 80 years old, the eligible population. If you have drunken, disorderly, or domestic, or any type of felony, you're not on that list. You can't carry. So we're talking about a very, very small number. But in a gun-phobic state like New Jersey, whenever we mention something like H.R. 822, the National Right to Carry, they go to the mausoleum, They open the drawer, they take Lautenberg out of the crypt, and they bring him out, and he makes a public statement where, I'm not in favor for this, it will endanger everybody. And then he goes back and he does a crypt, you know, show with Stephen King or whatever, and then they slide him back in a drawer until the issue comes up again. That's what we live
under. I hear
under.
His communications director is that guy John Edwards, who speaks to the dead.
Exactly. Yeah. So they bring the crypt keeper, Lautenberg, out, and so... As a gun-phobic state, it's tough. It's you know what's really interesting? Sandy always says it, that when he drives over to Delaware and puts a gun on, he's actually more of a citizen in Pennsylvania and Delaware and Connecticut than he is of a citizen of the state we reside and pay taxes and vote in.
That's kind of sad.
And that's horrible. Sad, yeah. I mean, that is really, really horrible when you think about it.
I spend more time now in Philly than I do in New York and growing up in New York, which is then you grew up in New York, too.
Absolutely.
Right?
In the Bronx.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of
the
ridiculous.
The Bronx.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But at least in Philly, you can protect yourself. You know, it may be a rougher town.
You can, but, you know, I mean, I'm getting a surprisingly large number of individuals that want the Florida multi-state permit because, and I quote, it's so hard to get my permit here in Philly. And I follow that up with a series of questions. And the mindset around it is that, you know, why bother with filling out the application for Philly if Florida will give it to you and you're not necessarily at the discretion of the sheriff's department? Because I've had individuals that have gotten turned down by unpaid parking tickets.
You're serious?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't want to go off on a tangent, but it really is frustrating. And I have a little quick story at some point if you want to hear it. But I'm getting lots of individuals. As a matter of fact, two yesterday they gave me a call, and I make it a point to tell them straight off the bat that the city of Philadelphia city council passed a bill saying that they will not recognize the non-resident permit unless it's accompanied by your Pennsylvania permit. Philadelphia.
If you're a resident of Pennsylvania.
If you're a
They'll
resident.
Honor it for me as a resident of New Jersey.
Yes, yes, okay. Yes. In that
so
case,
again,
yes.
We now have more rights in Philadelphia than Philadelphians.
I have a Pennsylvania carry permit, Sandy.
Do you?
Well, to get a Pennsylvania carry permit, you have to have a permit from the state you
reside
in.
From the state you reside
in. And I have a New Jersey carry permit. Sorry.
Well, I thought it was 11,000, but it's
less than 1,600 private citizens.
It's less than 1%. I was doing the math. It's unbelievable. Wow.
It's a half.
Scary.
Half, yeah.
How did you get your
well,
permit?
Well, the judge was cute, and, you know, she bought me a bottle of wine first.
Nice.
So, they have issues, too, there, but at least they can carry. And they can protect themselves, Sandy. So, much better situation. So, yeah, Jose, we hate that. But, you know, we're hoping a national right to carry is right around the corner. Of course, New Jersey doesn't fall under it. But you'll be able to carry in New Jersey with your Pennsylvania carry permit. And, Sandy, you won't be able to carry in New Jersey.
Well, so what else is new?
H.R. 822.
That's why the house is for sale, and I'm moving to Bucks County.
Well, I'm not voting with my feet. We've discussed this before. Yeah.
So what's coming up at the school, man?
Well, first of all, I'd like just to say again a shout out to VistaParking.com. I used Vista again to fly up to New Hampshire, Sandy. And of course, again, flawless, pulled up, parked. So again, Tom is also supporting Gun for Hire Radio, the owner of VistaParking.com. They're right in Elizabeth. You safely park your car. His
great
vans
place.
Drop you off at the terminal. You get your luggage. They pick you up. So I must say it's definitely the way to go. Please support our pro-gun people. Do not spend money with people that are going to spend money against us.
Exactly.
All
support
right?
our supporters.
And getting into that, you know, we have a couple events coming up. I'm running a range safety officer class on November 6th at the Belleville facility. We're also having on November 20th another defensive pen class. There's only 3 seats left. If anybody's interested, they should
That's
email me.
That's a great class, too.
And at the Gun
you
for Hire...
You took that, too.
Oh,
yeah,
it's an incredible
right?
class. Those, amazing. The instructors were amazing. And when they switch on to serious training mode,
full
it's
speed.
Like... Yeah. Oh, it is
a blows pretty, your mind.
You learned a lot, though, right?
Yeah. I did. I learned a whole lot.
We also have at a Gun for Hire Academy in Cedar Grove, we have Urban Pistol 1 on November 20th. And also November 20th, we have a low-light, no-light pistol course, which is a great skills developmental course.
That
because
is a great skill.
What most people don't realize is 87% of all self-defense shootings happen in low light, no light, or all altered light situations. And my chief weapons and tactic instructor, Joe Senti, will be teaching that. And you don't want to miss that. You shoot in total darkness. How many people have seen their muzzle flash in total darkness on their gun?
Very few people, unless you've taken that class.
So it's really a good thing to do. And the big announcement, it's great that Jose's here. On Saturday, November 5th, which is next Saturday, we will all be at Physical Graffiti in Linden. We actually will be recording Gun for Hire Radio. Paul Nolan is going to be there. We're going to be doing tattoos on a bunch of people. He tattooed a 1911 on my wife's right hip. The pictures are on the Gun for Hire Radio website. Paul is a true artist, by the way. His tattoo shop is spectacular.
We are
going to have refreshments and food. If you want to come, send us an email right on the Gun for Hire Radio website, our Physical Graffiti. Paul is going to be doing stuff. He might even put another tattoo or two on me. Interesting story. I'm down on the NRA a lot. You know, Gun for Hire can't advertise in the NRA magazines because my logo's politically incorrect. Gun for Hire, I can't put the NRA recruiter button on my website. Their legal won't allow me to do it, yet I recruit hundreds of people a year.
Yeah.
Paul Nolan signed up as a recruiter, and the NRA rejected him.
Why? Because he knows you?
Nope, because he's a tattoo shop.
Oh,
does that piss you off, Sandy?
Good.
He's a life member. His wife and his son, life members, supports the causes. He's a member of all the associations. He's a supporter on Gun for Hire Radio, and they won't let him be a freaking recruiter.
Unbelievable.
Well, what do we say about the NRA? What's the average age of
142 is the average age of an NRA board of director. So they need to wake up, and they need to embrace everybody from all walks of life.
The internet, that's a fad.
Yeah, and color TV is not going to last. Because black and white has more depth.
They're talkies now?
So Paul is going to be doing that. If you want to come down, even if you don't want to get a tattoo or a piercing, Sandy, maybe we'll have something pierced on you.
I can.
I'm going to hold a rag to your face and say, does this smell like chloroform?
That's your dating technique.
That's how I picked up girls when I was younger. I would put a rag in front of their face and say, does this smell like chloroform? And then they'd wake up and they'd be out. So anyway, come support Physical Graffiti and Gun for Hire Radio. Even if you don't want ink or you want something pierced, just come down and say hi. It should be a pisser. We're going to tape the show. We're going to have Paul on the show. He's politically incorrect also. So it'll be great. Believe it or not, you know, you would think a tattoo artist would be like a liberal eating granola with sandals on.
You would
on.
Think that.
Paul's almost to the right of me.
Paul is to the right of Attila the Hun.
I like that. Yes. I like that. So it's gone viral with Facebook and Twitter and Gun for Hire Radio with Paul's event at his place, you know, with us. So I just think it's great. So please come on down. Thank you again. Please support our sponsors. Gun for Hire Radio, kicking ass in New Jersey.
Absolutely.
And Jose, would you give us your signature tagline?
Hey, who are my jarrones?
Morales.
And even though Anthony hates it when I say this, it looks like you've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. This episode of Gun for Hire Radio has been brought to you by The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. By Lipstick Bodyguard, like having a personal bodyguard in your purse or pocket. By Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer. By Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's Urban Defense Institute for over 30 years. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink radio production. Our online technical director and webmaster is Jose. Hey, who ate my chicharrones? Morales. Our art director is Matt the Yo-Yo Man Danchus. Our post-production engineer is John. You said there would be free beer, Massa. And our production assistant for this episode was Danielle, don't use my real name, Lawson. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, thanks for listening. And please, take a moment to rub it in the faces of all those anti-gunners by giving this episode an outstanding rating on iTunes and Zoom. See you next week. You